Let's review Shabbos Daf Samach. The Mishnah had said, "V'lo b'taba'as she'ena le'achosam." A woman may not go out with a ring that does not have a signet on it. The Gemara derives from here that if the ring has a signet, it would be a malach d'oraisa to go out with it. This is in fact explicit in the later Mishnah, presumably because a ring that has a signet is not viewed as a tachshit, an ornament, but as a masui, a burden. The Gemara asks that there's a Mishnah in Kalim that says, "Taba'as bein she'ish le'achosam bein she'ena le'achosam." A ring with or without a signet is considered a tachshit, and therefore it's mekabel Tumah, and presumably it's permissible to walk outside with it on Shabbos. The Gemara offers three answers to this question. First, the two brises reflect the opinions of two different Tanaim. The brise that says it's not a tachshit reflects the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, who holds that the entire status of the ring is dependent on the signet and not the ring, while the opinion that holds it is a tachshit reflects the opinion of the Rabbanon, who hold that a ring's status is entirely dependent on the ring and not the signet. Rava Amar, second answer, Rava Amar Litzadim Katani. Rava answers that when the Mishnah in Kalim considers a taba'as, she'esh le'achosim, to be a tachshit, it's referring to the signet ring of a man who often uses the signet for official business. For a woman, it's only a tachshit if there's no chosam. And finally, the third answer of the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Tuma, Shabbos Karamis. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak rejects the premise of the question, suggesting that the Mishnah in Kalim is only speaking about what is considered a tachshit with regard to Tumah and Tahara status of the ring. Totally different criteria than the criteria for Hilchos Shabbos. The next topic the Gemara discusses is V'lo b'machat she'ena nekuva. The Mishnah said that at midrabbanan, a woman cannot walk outside with a needle that doesn't have an eye, implying that the needle has some use. If it had no practical use, it would be a masui, and she would be chayiv to bring a korban for carrying it. The Gemara explains, b'chol cholekes basa'ara, b'shabbos manichasa keneged padachta. On weekdays, she would part her hair with it, and on Shabbos, she would decorate her hat with it. So it did have some practical use. The Mishnah in the middle of Daf Samach Amud Aleph goes on to list items that are asur midrabbanan for a man to walk outside with on Shabbos. Included on the list is a sandal hamasumar, a sandal with nails sticking out of it. The Gemara explains that this isser is based on an episode that occurred during the times of decrees against the Jews. There are three versions of the episode, but all of them end with a large gathering of Jews growing scared, panicking, and trampling each other with their nail-filled sandals in their haste to escape. Sadly, v'hargu ze'ezeh yoser mimasha hargu ben oivim. They ended up killing more of each other than the enemy had killed. So the Gemara explains that since this gathering occurred on Shabbos, the isser to wear these shoes was made only for Shabbos and Yantif, meaning the isser is only an isser on Shabbos and Yantif, which is also a day of gathering when there is an isser malacha. Even though the tragedy that occurred isn't necessarily a Shabbos-related tragedy. Now, even if you hold like Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, that Isurim Derabbanan are only applied in exactly the same cases as the basis for the Gezerah, you would still extend the Isra of these shoes to Yom Tov and not just to Shabbos, since Yom Tov is Shabbos Ki Adodi Ninhu. The rules of Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same with the exception of Ochel Nefesh, food preparation, which can be done on Yom Tov but not on Shabbos. The Gemara then adds several exceptions to the issur of wearing the sandal amasumar. First, if the nails are only there lenoi, for decorative purposes, and not lechazik, to strengthen the shoe, it's permissible. Second, tafru mibifnim, if a shoe was sewn into the inside of the sandal, it's mutter, because b'sandal gazbe rabbanon, b'minala gazbe rabbanon. The decree was made not to wear a sandal, but this is now considered a shoe when there's a shoe sewn into it. Third, aso kemin kalvus, if he made the nail in a semicircular shape, it's permissible, since these are sufficiently different from the original type of sandal. Fourth, Rav Sheshes chipa ukula b'mismaras kadesh lo teikarko chalto mutter. Rav Sheshes said that if the entire sole was covered with nails to protect the sole from rotting, it's permissible because it's sufficiently different from the sandals worn in the original story. Rabbi Chia later comments that if not for fear that he would be called a Bavloi Shari Yisura, a Babylonian who's overly permissive, he would have allowed a sandal that has as many as 22 or 24 nails in it. The Brisa then finally records a machlokas whether these sandals can be moved for other reasons on Shabbos. Av metaltan osa lechasos bo sakli v'lismach bo kirei amita. Tanakama holds that you can move them like any kli shemalachta l'isser to cover your utensil or support the legs of a bed. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oser. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not permissible to move them because we're concerned that you're going to wear them. We paskin like the Tanakama because Yachid Rab Malacha Karabim, and by rule, which means that by rule we always paskin like the majority opinion. That is a chazara of Shabbos Daf Samach.